Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
One of the country's biggest banks, Citigroup, says it is giving raises to women and minorities who work at the company after an internal survey found a slight difference in pay between women and men and between minorities and white workers. The difference was only around 1%, less than the pay gap in many other industries. Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake and joins us now. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Jeremy.
And is that really true that Citi already pays its minority workers and female workers 99% of what it pays its white male workers?
Well, I think we have to take them on face value. But I think it's also fair to say that they saw this coming and they've been doing a lot of hard work to get that up to that number of 1%.
Were employees speaking up there asking for raises, though?
You know, I think that we don't know for sure. I'm sure some were. I don't know if it was universally at the level that you might expect. But, you know, it's hard to ask for a raise when you don't know what your colleagues are making, right? And in the case of women, I think that we know that many of them are paid less right from day one. So as an individual, you may be getting pay raises every year and feeling pretty good about them until you find out that the person you're working next to, who may be male, doing a very similar, if not same job, is making a lot more than you. Then suddenly that raise doesn't feel very good. So that's why this push for transparency is so important. It has been something that so many have been fighting for. So we can all make a decision about whether you feel your compensation is appropriate.
Do we have any sense of what the discrepancy is elsewhere at other banks or other places in the industry?
We don't yet. I think we're going to get an idea. And I'm interested to see if they can match up with Citi, whether they've been working hard on this too. And if it's the more commercial banks like Citi or if the investment houses have a bigger gap. But, you know, I think that I spoke to Natasha Lamb today, who works for Arjuna Capital, has been pushing this from a shareholder perspective. And she thinks that now that Citi has made this transparent, others will have to follow. But it's important. Pay matters a lot. And it's good to see that gap closing. But rank matters, too. And even in places like Citi, where the gap is 1%, when it comes to executive level, half the employees are women, only 25% are in management jobs. And when you look at minorities, 11% of bank employees, African-American, less than 2% executives. So pay matters, but we have a lot more work to do in getting people up into those management positions and in the C-suite positions.
And what about more broadly across the economy? Where do these pay gaps stand between women and men or whites and minorities outside of the financial industry?
We're lagging, absolutely. I mean, you know, the numbers you steal here are women are about, you know, 80 cents on the dollar for what every man makes. Some industries are better. But one of the shocking things, and the data lags a little bit, reliable data, it always does by a few years, is that it's almost every industry. Even in industries where, you know, there are a lot more women, it's, say, healthcare springs to mind, right? Nurses, if you've been in a hospital lately, males still make more. So there's a lot of work to be done. But I have to tell you, and I was talking to Natasha about this today, now, there have been a lot of people pushing for this for a long time, as you know. But now that you, in the wake of Me Too and Time's Up, public opinion has changed. And in the case of Citi today, yes, they were facing regulations in the UK. They were probably going to have to do this anyway. But the idea of not being transparent, of not paying the same, is suddenly unpopular and it looks bad for the brand. So there's a lot of forces now coming together to not only push for transparency, but I would also say push companies to do the right thing and close the gap. And they're also talent.
Yeah.
You know, there's a labor shortage. And so it's to retain the kind of talent they want. And Citi said this, they're having to close that gap as well.
Maggie Lake, who hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Maggie, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.